And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
I don't believe it. I don't believe a word of it.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to have some second thoughts, celebrate our neighbor to the north, hear some rapidly rotating records about a couple of different body parts, and celebrate the 4th of July. Several days ago, our daughter-in-law Lori underwent bilateral TKR. TKR stands for total knee replacement surgery, and bilateral means that she had both knees replaced at the same time, which is rather unusual. I'm not sure what it says about the crowd I hang around with, but I now know four people who have bionic knees. Everything went very well with Lori's surgery, but they don't waste any time getting you up and moving and out of the hospital. She's back home recuperating, and I'm sure will soon be walking and dancing. So with best wishes to the most wonderful daughter-in-law in the world for a speedy, complete, and as pain-free a recovery as possible, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about knees, beginning with the Keystone Serenaders. Thank you.
If I could be the dummy on your knee, you'd have to learn to hold me awfully close to you. The things you do, I'd do them too. If I could be the dummy on your knee, I'd be the smartest dummy you could see. I'd get a chance to talk about romance that way, and every day we'd tete-a-tete. If I could be the dummy on your knee, I'd take the words right out of your lips and whisper them in your ear. I'd take the love right out of your heart and echo it back, my dear. If you gave me the opportunity, I'd do the things a human sort of girly should. I'd show you I'm not made of wood. If I could be the dummy on your knee.
Thank you.
The Indiana Syncopators and Bee's Knees from a 78 on the LaBelle label from early 1923. LaBelle records were originally pressed by the Columbia Graphophone Company for the LaBelle Phonograph Corporation of New York, which was founded in 1919 by record wholesaler Max Goldbert. Bee's Knees was composed by Ray Lopez with Ted Lewis. This was an instrumental version, and actually I don't know of a vocal recording, but there are words to the song which were written by Leo Wood. The phrase the bee's knees originated in the late 18th century and meant something trivial or insignificant, but in the 20s it took on the opposite meaning of being something swell, excellent, or outstanding. There were other similar slang expressions in the 20s meaning the same thing, such as the flea's eyebrows, the canary's tusks, and the cat's whiskers. Before that, it was Orrin Tucker and his orchestra with the vocal chorus by Bonnie Baker and If I Could Be the Dummy on Your Knee, written by Mort Green, Fred Stryker, and Bud Lees. That Columbia 78 was waxed December 5th, 1939. And we began that Troco Ginglimus set with the Keystone Serenaders under the direction of Ray McConnell with I'm Knee Deep in Daisies. I've played George Olson's rendition numerous times, but I think this is a first for that record, which was recorded in September of 1925. I'm Knee Deep in Daisies was composed by Paul Ashe and Larry Shea with words by Joe Goodwin, Jack Stanley, and George A. Little. Best wishes, Laurie. Get well soon. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, even if you have new knees. From rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, longtime faithful listener and supporter Rich in Illinois sent me an excellent transfer and restoration he had made of an Edison record by Kaplan's Melodists. Dave Kaplan was Edison's house pianist and he led Edison's house band. So, thanks to Rich, here's Edison disc number 51163 to start off a segment on Labium Superius Oris and Labium Inferius Oris. In other words, lips.
Thank you.
Record. Scrappy Lambert in October of 1928 and Cheerio, Cherry Lips, Cheerio, composed by Harry Warren with the lyrics by Mort Dixon. That recording was credited on the Jeanette issue to Norman Wallace and on the Sears and Roebuck Supertone label to Gordon Wallace. Those are just two of the 40 or so pseudonyms that Lambert used, some using parts of his real name, including Harold Noble, Rodman Lewis, and Harold Rodman. Before that, it was the Varsity Eight, the name applied to the California Ramblers on the Cameo label, and Take, Oh, Take Those Lips Away. Cameo number 726 was recorded November 22, 1923. Take, Oh, Take Those Lips Away is from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1923, where it was staged by Ned Wayburn and composed by Harry Tierney. There's also a nice recording of it by Brooke Johns and his orchestra under the direction of Jack Shilkret, with the Joseph McCarthy lyric sung by Brooke Johns, who also played banjo in the band. And we began that segment on Lips, courtesy of listener Rich in Illinois, with his transfer and restoration of Edison Diamond Disc 51163, Kaplan's Melodists, and Other Lips, written by Oliver Wallace and Mort Harris, and waxed April 24, 1923. Thanks for sharing, Rich. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. Last week, July 1st, was Canada Day, which is referred to in the popular press as Canada's national birthday. Until 1982, it was called Dominion Day, and it celebrates the anniversary of the July 1st, 1867 enactment of the Constitution Act of 1867, which united the three colonies of New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, and the United Province of Canada into a single country called Canada within the British Empire. So, to celebrate Canada Day, here are some rapidly rotating records by dance bands from Canada, eh? Beginning with Fred Culley and his Royal York Hotel Orchestra, who are telling it to the daisies. Thank you.
when you miss the thrill of a tender kiss, you need someone to love. And if every day you're wondering whether skies will bring the same dreary weather, find a gal and then get together, for you need someone to love.
Fully one half of the entire recorded output of Romanelli's orchestra, Oh Bobby, We'll Be Happy in Our Little Home for Two, recorded in Montreal around March of 1922. Violinist Luigi Romanelli was born in Belleville, Ontario, Canada, November 29, 1895, into an Italian musical family. His father, Joseph Romanelli, was a concert and theater harpist, and in fact there's a harpist in the personnel in that recording. In 1918, Romanelli became music director of the Allen Theater chain, led one of the first orchestras to accompany silent films, and in 1922 was the first in Canada to broadcast live on radio. He's closely identified with the King Edward Hotel in Toronto, where he performed in its Oak Room for more than 20 years. In 1923, he became music director for United Hotels in Canada, a position he held until his death in Quebec on July 29, 1942. Obabi was preceded by Dave Kaplan's Toronto Band from Canada, and You Need Someone to Love, written by George Olson, Eddie Kilfeather, and Fran Fry. The vocalist on that November 1926 recording made in Berlin was Les Allen. This is a different Dave Kaplan from the last segment. This Dave Kaplan, Kaplan with a C and not a K, played banjo in Romanelli's orchestra until he was recruited by Les Allen and Hal Swain to play at Rector's Club in London. But by the time they got to London, Rector's had closed and they wound up at the New Prince's Restaurant. A couple of years later, Kaplan got a gig in Berlin and while there recorded 56 sides for Polydor. We started that Canada set with Fred Cully and his Royal York Hotel Orchestra and Telling It to the Daisies. The vocalist on that recording, made in Montreal in the fall of 1929, was Paul Hagen. Fred Cully was one of four musical brothers and was music director of Shea's Hippodrome in the early 1920s. In 1925, he joined Waring's Pennsylvanians as assistant conductor and stayed with Waring until his death in 1966. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and at KISLAvalon.com. This show and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. For nearly 50 years, the world's official time has been kept by atomic clocks, which measure time by way of the oscillation of a cesium atom. But they can't take into account the fact that the Earth's rotation is slowing, and so every once in a while the world's official timekeepers add a leap second to the world's official clocks. They've done this 25 times since 1972, most recently last week on June 30th at midnight. The addition of that 1 second, however, caused sporadic outages on more than 2,000 networks across the internet, which fortunately lasted for only about 5 minutes. So here to commemorate the leap second are some rapidly rotating records about seconds, beginning with Lou Gold and his orchestra.
Thank you. Now we blend together the voices of just we three.
60 seconds got together and they decided to become a minute. 60 minutes got together and they decided to become an hour. 24 hours kept ticking away and they all voted to call it a day. But darling, in a day, there wasn't time to say how much I love you. So 7 days and got together and they decided to become a week. As they grew and 52 weeks decided to become a year. That's why 60 seconds every minute, 60 minutes every hour, every hour, every day, every week and every year. All I do is dream of you, my dear.
Thank you.
Since this segment was about the leap second, I included some leaping. That was Count Basie and his Kansas City 7 and the jazz standard Lester Leaps In, recorded in New York on September 5, 1939. Lester, in this case, is the group's tenor sax player Lester Young, who wrote Lester Leaps In. Before that, it was Dick Berry and his orchestra with the vocal trio Just We Three and 60 Seconds Got Together. 60 Seconds Got Together was written by Mac David and Jerry Livingston, and that recording is from August 21, 1938. Dick Berry was trumpeter and vocalist with Kay Kaiser and formed his own band in 1935. The March 19, 1940 Cumberland, Maryland Evening Times described the band as shades of Kay Kaiser, flashes of Hal Kemp, and a hint of Wayne King. You sometimes hear an ID on this show with a music bed of 60 Seconds Every Minute by Jan Garber, but we began that Leap Second segment with Lou Gold's bouncy rendition with the vocal refrain by Jimmy Kern. And you gotta love the woodblock tick-tocks in that June 16, 1927 recording issued on the Cameo label. Yesterday was, of course, the 4th of July, and I certainly hope you had fun, safe, and sane celebrations. But hey, it's still the holiday weekend, so here are some rapidly rotating records to help round out your Independence Day festivities. Thank you.
But what surprised me most was that it did not take them long to try to learn or try to sing a patriotic song. The teacher called on Nikki O'Donoghue. She said, stand up and show the ladies just what you can do. Columbia's a gem of the ocean. It's the finest land that I have ever seen. It's a place an Irishman can have a notion, and he won't be hung for the wearing of the free. Their daddies may be English, Irish, German, French, or Dutch, but if the kids are born in Yankee land, the rest don't count for much. We'll put them in our melting pot, teach them the golden rule, then we'll hatch our future presidents in any public school. When little Ike Cohen arose to sing, I saw him wink and was prepared to hear most anything. Oy, away down south in the land of the cotton, I got the cotton down there. He writes, business is a rotten, keep away, keep away, it's no business for Yehuda. Their daddies may be English, Irish, German, French, or Dutch, but if the kids are born in Yankee land, the rest don't count for much. We'll put them in our melting pot, teach them the golden rule, then we'll hatch our future presidents in any public school. A little German girl arose whose name was Gretchen Klein. She sang My Country, 'Tis of Thee, and thought that it was mine. My country, 'tis from thee, sweet land formed with Limburger cheeses of thee. We will now commence to begin to sing it. Land where the ox do leap a Augustine. Land where the ox do leap a sauerkraut. My lady, oh lady, oh lady, I lay who. Their daddies may be English, Irish, German, French, or Dutch, but if the kids are born in Yankee land, while the rest don't count for much, we'll put them in our melting pot, teach them the golden rule, then we'll hatch our future presidents in any public school. Thank you.
melodies overseas may hit the spot, but then we brew something new in our melting pot. Undo your vest a bit, draw out your chest a bit, and sing a real American tune.
We've played Paul Whiteman's version of American Tune a number of times on the show, but I think this is a first for George Olsen and his music, who recorded it on June 18, 1928 for Victor, about a month after Whiteman, with the vocal trio of Bob Borger, Fran Fry, and James Kern. That DeSilva, Brown, and Henderson composition was featured in the 9th edition of George White's Scandals, which opened at the Apollo Theater on July 2, 1928, and ran for 240 performances. Before American Tune, we heard Nora Bays from all the way back on March 14, 1910, and Young America, written by Bays and Jack Norworth. And we started off that Independence Day set with another record courtesy of listener Rich in Illinois, George Hamilton Green, recording for Edison on September 20, 1920, as the Imperial Marimba Band, and his composition American Pep. I hope that record and this show have added some pep to your day. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.